Hey, Mystics. Today we're going to be talking about navigating negative thoughts, especially if you find that they are blocking your momentum in life. They're causing inaction. You're not able to move forward in anything because you have a very loud inner critic, and your emotions are literally dragging you down to the point where you feel like you have a ball and chain on your body, and life feels very hard. Okay, this is when you know your negative emotions have gotten out of control. Most of our issues happen internally. Everything in this life is you pushed out. So when your internal state is not doing good, life mirrors that. What's amazing about this concept is that you now see you have the power to change your life. It all happens internally. So this episode is going to be giving you the tools and the awareness of where these thoughts are coming from so that you can stop them dead in their tracks, so that you can create amazing forward momentum throughout your days, throughout your weeks, throughout your month, throughout your year, and start looking at yourself as someone who's in control of his or her emotions. You are the creator of your reality. This is so empowering. When I learned how to be aware of my negative thoughts and what they were doing to my life, I don't allow myself to dwell on a negative thought for that long because everything that you put energy towards is amplified. Attention to what is only creates more of what is. So negative thoughts lead to inaction, they lead to insecurities, they lead to not trusting yourself and your gifts and not being able to offer the world anything of value, right? Contributing to the world's chaos and disorder, feeling like you have no idea where you're going because your thoughts are dragging you down. There's this scientific term called entropy, which is basically this idea that systems will tend to go into their disordered state. And so you can think of your negative thoughts as systems that have nowhere to go, so they just create a bunch of chaos and disorder. And if you don't give order to your mind, then you will not have a life of order and beauty and growth, right? It'll just turn into these little vortexes of chaos and destruction. Your negative thoughts don't define you. You are in control. You are the narrator behind all of these negative thoughts, okay? Negative thoughts lead to a giant ego. They lead to victim mentality. They change your self-perception and they change your emotional state. You've probably felt this before where you have a negative thought and all of a sudden you're judging yourself for having that negative thought and now you're making it about you and you're like, oh my God, I'm so negative. I was negative about this, about burning the toast this morning. I was negative about forgetting to clean the mirrors, whatever. So it's powerful to identify the types of negative thoughts that you're having. Maybe you're having a negative thought where you're mind reading. Maybe you're like assuming someone thinks the worst of you. First of all, change your assumptions. Change your assumptions of what this person thinks, and you change this mind reading. Instead of looking at someone and being like, oh, they probably hate me. They probably think I'm such a diva. They probably, whatever the story is that you are assuming they think of you, change your assumptions for the mind reading and be like, oh my God, they love me. Everyone loves me. Everyone loves what I bring to the table. People are healed by me. People love listening to me speak. Okay, change your assumptions of what people think of you. Fortune telling is where you're predicting and expecting and anticipating the worst case scenarios. When people start fortune telling and they're like, oh my God, I don't want to go driving because I'm going to get into a car accident, you're speaking curses on your life. Stop expecting the worst case scenario. Stop anticipating all the bad things that are going to happen because you are visualizing all of these obstacles and roadblocks and making life harder for yourself. Life is 95% designed in the mind and 5% carried out in action. Once you understand this, you're not going to want to be imagining the worst case scenarios for anything. Bless everything that you do. Bless every idea that you have. Bless every action that you take. If you have a thought, bless it. Say, this thought is going to be amazing. This idea is going to change mankind. This action I take is going to help people. Bless your actions, bless your thoughts, bless your ideas. Another negative thought you could be having is filtering out the bad and discounting all of the positives that happen. So let's say that you had an experience with your siblings or your family. You went to like a family dinner. There were some good things that happened. You reconnected with an aunt and you had a great conversation with a cousin. And maybe you had an amazing turkey dinner. And then you get home. And then you just think about all the bad things that happened. Maybe one of your nephews looked at you wrong, or maybe you didn't like a conversation that happened at dinner, and you find yourself focusing on all of the bad. Focus on the good, because whatever you focus on is amplified, it's multiplied. So understand that. Something I've been able to shift within myself is awareness of where these thoughts are coming from and how I have the power to change my perception of the thoughts, to change my narratives of the thoughts. It's really important to look at, if you have a negative thought that doesn't have an emotional charge, it's not going to go very far. So let's say that you burnt the toast in the morning. You wake up, you burnt your toast, but it doesn't mean anything to you. You just burnt your toast. Maybe it was the last bread that you have and you're like, oh God, I burnt the toast. That's so shitty, right? And then you have that negative thought, you're complaining, you're maybe in victim mindset for a bit, but you're able to close the chapter and the idea on that thought because it doesn't create an emotional charge within you. But let's say that you burn your toast every morning, and now this is a sore spot for you because now you burnt your toast again. This is the seventh time this week that you're burning your breakfast. You're wasting money, you're wasting time, you're scatterbrained, you're making this event mean so much about you. And there's a big, deep emotional charge because there's been a lot of energy put into this negative thought, and now you're making it mean something about you. These are the thoughts that need to be stopped in their tracks. These are the thoughts that need to be worked with so that you can change the perspective around them to make it mean something different for you. So let's say that you are someone who frequently burns their toast, right? I'm literally bringing this up because I'm this person. I have had to create systems for myself to not burn the toast anymore. And it did get to a point for me where I was making it mean something about myself. Wow, I am so ADHD, right? I'm speaking curses on myself. I'm like, I am so scatterbrained. I cannot even make my breakfast. Like, how can I raise a child? You know what I mean? Like, these terrible thoughts about myself, whereas I could take the thought and reframe it to mean something empowering. Okay, my energy in the morning is very excited to start my day. So I want to do a million things at once. I love that my mind taps into all these different energies in the morning. So I know when I pop my toast, I usually pop it in first and then I pop it in a second time. When I pop my toast in the second time, do not leave the kitchen, because if I leave the kitchen, I will most likely burn my toast. So I've created these systems to help me navigate those events. Now, if I burn my toast again, now I just have reframed it as, oh, I'm a very excited person in the morning. I'm making it mean something else. Really change the narrative of your thoughts. There's this other concept of, if there is a negative thought that's really impacting you, it's because you let it inside of you. There's this analogy of a man who lets water into his boat, and that is how he drowns. A person can only affect you if you let them into your boat. If you allow what they're saying, their emotions, to come into your space, you're letting their emotions negatively affect you. It only affects you if you let it in. And another thing about that, when you see ill in the world, bless it. If you're seeing someone who's homeless on the street and you want to give them money because you feel bad. Now, when you give them that money, you are just contributing to their negative state, and because you're feeling bad. So this, even though you think you're doing good, you're giving them money from a state of horror, from a state of lack, from a state of sorrow and sadness and grief. So you're exchanging money to them, and it is passing on this guilt, lower frequency vibration. So you might as well just fix your mindset first and then give them that money from a state of empowerment. Oh, you can bless that money and say, here, I know this is going to help you on your journey towards having a better life. Or maybe you don't view them as a victim at all. And maybe they're in a state of wanting to live on the streets. Some people are like that. Some people enjoy living on the streets. If you see it that way, then now the money that you give them is blessed because you know you're contributing to their empowered choices. So be aware of your own emotions when you are exchanging with other people, because if you do give that money to them in a low vibration, you're just amplifying curses for them. So what you focus on grows. Nothing when you first give it attention has any power to harm you. If you have an intrusive thought, right? That is a negative thought. Like, oh my God, you're cutting onions. And then all of a sudden you imagine this crazy thing of like you chopping off your finger. Okay. Obviously, if it's very intense, stop cutting the onions for a bit. But the way to navigate that is to thank it and reframe it as, oh, my mind is keeping me safe. My mind does not want this to happen. So it's showing me everything that could happen if I cut too fast. So let me slow down. My mind is protecting me. Oh, thank you. Now the negative thought is not going to be so intrusive because you've acknowledged it. You've reframed it. Now you can move on. This reality is so easy to be negative. It is so easy to be negative. This is why misery loves company. Remember, our natural state in this reality is entropy. Think of your negative thoughts as systems that are chaotic and disordered. You need to give them structure. You need to give them order. One of the ways to do that is by taking attention away from your negative thoughts. Assess whether this thought is an insecurity, a story. Maybe you're playing the victim, and guide your attention towards a good feeling emotion. If there's a thought that comes to you, and you get stuck on it because it evokes a strong emotion within you, assess where it's coming from. Ask yourself why it's still here, because if it's still here, it has something to teach you. Maybe you are looking at people on social media and these people are just aggravating you, and you have this huge emotional reaction to the fact that people are getting attention on social media. Maybe they're being fake and they're getting all these followers, and you know them in real life, and you're like, they're not like that. And it evokes this strong emotional reaction within you. This is just one example, but pay attention to that and use it as something empowering, because clearly their success is making you feel some type of way. Why? Do you want to get on social media and make an impact? Do you not like illusions, right? Ask yourself what it is that you expect from this negative thought. What do you need resolved? What would make you happy? Would it make you happy for these people to not be on the internet? Well, you can't control what they do, but you can control what you do. Maybe you get on the internet and maybe you start being your most authentic self. Then you, by pouring into yourself, you realize, oh my God, it was never about anyone else. It was about my inaction and what other people were reflecting within me that I wanted to do. This radical responsibility for your emotional state will give you so much empowerment in life. There are only two emotions. There's good emotion and bad emotion. And when we feel bad emotion, fear, doubt, anxiety, depression, whatever the thing is that does not contribute to order and growth and change and transformation and all the beautiful things, whatever this is, it is your inner being saying, I don't want to feel this way, but I feel this way for some reason. So let me resolve it. Your inner being knows the truth, which is that we are all abundant. We are all here for love. We are all here for expansion. Abundance, love, and expansion. These negative thoughts are not in harmony or vibrational resonance with love, abundance, and expansion, because these negative thoughts are holding you back somehow. So when you can ask the negative thought to teach you how to be more loving, more abundant, more expansive, all of a sudden now this negative thought is serving you. Be on the offense with positive thinking. If you wake up in the morning and the first thought you have is something that you're complaining about, be on the offense and attack that negative thought. Be like, no, first of all, I'm going to have gratitude for all of the things in my reality. I'm going to have gratitude for the fact that I have food to eat, a roof over my head, people that I love. If you have those three things, you are already so rich. Spend time in the morning, especially visualizing what your intentions are for the day, what you would like to accomplish for that day, what you would like to see happen. Again, this reality is 95% designed in the mind, 5% is action in the world. You are just taking action based on the design in your mind. So visualization of your desires, visualization of your intentions and how you want this reality to go is key here. Otherwise, you will just be a subject to the reality that other people create around you. You will just be contributing to building the dreams of other people. Actually spend time with yourself, read books, spend time in your mind, dreaming. What do you love? Don't spend time around people, places, or triggers that you know will cause negativity within you. If you know you don't like someone, you are allowed to not like this person. Don't go into spaces when you know that these people are going to be there. If you know you don't like your job, change jobs, find a different space to work at. It's your mental health here. Segment intending. This is so powerful. We're probably going to have a podcast episode about this. Understanding that every moment in your day are little segments, little chapters of your day. Imagine you wake up in the morning This is chapter one. And you're like, oh, chapter one. Every single step in your day has different intentions. What's the intention for these small sections in your day? This will get you grounded in a very present state. And therefore, you're more in flow and you're allowing life to just unfold in a beautiful way. So it is our natural state to be abundant, to be loved, and to have all of God's amazing riches, which include health, happiness, joy, abundance, materially, emotionally, physically, all the good things. This is what God has promised to us. This is what the universe promises to us. So points to remember from this episode. Thoughts, especially negative thoughts, will not harm you unless they have a giant emotional charge to them. Negative thoughts with a giant emotional charge to them need to be assessed. The narrative around them needs to be reframed so that you can heal it and move on with new energy. Change the meaning of your thoughts into a positive and inspiring meaning. That way, whenever it comes up, you kind of wink at it and you're like, yeah, my tendency is to burn the toast, but I know now what to do with myself. I know now how to talk to myself. I have systems and order for my own entropy. If we do not organize our thoughts, they will be disordered. If we do not visualize in our day, we won't have an intentional day. Our thoughts will be attacking us. Thoughts are projections. You can pick up on thought forms in different places. That's why they say places hold codes, places hold wisdom. You go to different places and they're like portals, pockets of knowledge, right? Because memories hold a vibration. If you have someone who died on a street corner in a very traumatic accident, their spirit is probably still lingering there if they're in limbo, right? You're going to pick up on their spirit. You're going to pick up on their thought. If you have a very sad moment in the bathroom and you're just crying and locked in the bathroom, and then you leave and you go on with your day and you go back to the bathroom 5 hours later, you might remember exactly the thoughts you had when you were crying in there because the bathroom is holding memories. So also understand that if you're not changing up your energy, you're going to continuously pick up on the same thought forms. So change your energy, move around, change the energy in your auric field, in your emotional body, because we hold thought forms around our aura. That's what muddies it. Take away all attention and energy from your negative thoughts. Do not give them power. Attention to what is only creates more of what is. Protect your energy. Don't be around people who don't respect you. Don't be around people you don't like or who just piss you off for no reason. Segment and tend your day for positive outcomes. Be intentional with your day. Do amazing things. Every single segment of your day, have a reason, have a why, and expect the best. So stay tuned for next week's episode. I hope you love this. I love you guys, and I'll see you next week.